Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Knicks Cavaliers last night in Cleveland.
And you can see the Knicks are wilting. Out front, Allen with a steal to the other end. Pow! With arms like snakes. Jared Allen with the steal and the thunderous tomahawk dunk. That's the dagger.
Did he say arms like a sphinx?
Snake, I believe is what he said.
Snakes don't have arms.
I'm not sure. Maybe he said a sphinx. I don't know.
Arms like a sphinx?
I thought he said a snake.
And you can see the Knicks are wilting. Out front, Allen with a steal to the other end. Pow! With arms like snakes.
Like snakes.
Yeah, arms like snakes. Oh, okay. Yeah. Are those arms like a snake?
Not snake arms.
Got it.
Here was 124-105 the final. Allen had 21 points, 8 rebounds, and he wanted to be like a specific superstar with that fast break dunk.
You know, honestly, I was telling them, I wanted to look like Bron trying to bring it back. I looked at the replay. Nothing close.
Yeah, I would say nothing close either, but you get his point.
0-for against the top 3 teams in the NBA.
Was it 0-8 now? 0-9?
0-8.
0-8. There you go.
Not even close, by the way.
Karl Anthony Towns, 25 points, 13 rebounds in the loss, also had 7 turnovers. Cavaliers are 61-15 on the season. The Nets take on the T-Wolves tonight. We will have that for you on the Fan at 7:20. A couple of clips from Trey Hendrickson of the Bengals.
So not happy.
No. Here he is, and we know he wants a new deal from Cincinnati.
Can I just put this in perspective?
Yeah.
Katie Blackburn, that's Mike Brown's daughter, who's essentially running the team right now, basically came out and talked about his contract demands kind of openly. And, you know, they just gave all the money to the 2 wide receivers. So, hence, this is why he's reacting.
And a lot of what you just said is kind of referenced in these clips. So, here he is talking about wanting the new deal, but...
Communication has been poor over the last couple months. You know, that's something that I hold in high regard. You know, they have not communicated with my agent directly. It's been something that's been a little bit frustrating.
All right, so now the next two are a little bit on the longer side, but you'll see why. Here he is explaining more about the lack of communication.
When I say it's been poor, it's been like here and there, you know, and respect to Jamar and T. I don't want to take anything away from all the great things they've accomplished in their careers. They deserve everything that they've gotten. And no doubt in my mind, they're going to excel in the National Football League. I have a tremendous respect for both of them. But when it comes to my situation, it would have been nice to know, you know, in some ways, like, hey, we're going to, you know, put you in the queue. No problem with me.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like that's happened yet.
Yeah, I think, he has 1 year left. They signed him as a free agent from New Orleans. And they gave him a big contract. He's made a lot of money. He's going into the last year of his contract. He wants a contract extension. I don't blame him. He should go for whatever he can get. And he may be one of the players that is traded prior to the draft or on draft day to a team that wants a pass-rushing defensive end that wants a contract extension. He's not going to get what Myles Garrett got, obviously, but he's like right in that sweet spot of where Myles Garrett was with the Browns.
Well, here, this is another one on the longer side, but he says a lot here in terms of, you know, being patient and also what he may or may not want or be looking for.
My wife and I try to be as humble as possible as Christ-loving people. So we don't have any desires of being highest paid or, you know, first in line. We try to be as patient as possible, but when you have things like OTAs coming and guys like Sam Hubbard, who's in a tremendous captain for our team last year, that leaves a vacancy for that. And I'm excited to fill that, but how do we reach that before we get there?
And maybe they don't.
They may not.
They may not.
You know, the Bengals, to their credit, they have gone all in on their superstars. There's no question about that. They usually like to keep people that they spend money on, like Trey. And it sounds like he's probably a great locker room leader. And their defense, you know, is going through a little bit of a transition with a new defense coordinator now who was there prior to going to Notre Dame. But I just think that it sounds to me like they're going to end up trading him. unless they decide to give him a 4-year deal with some major guaranteed money, which I doubt they're going to do.
And if I was a Bengals fan, with the way that defense played, you imagine losing him? Would not be happy.
I mean, like you can't pay everybody. That's the problem.
Right. That's why the salary cap sucks. Exactly.
Well, but it's going up, too. And the players and the agents both know that. And they all know that it's going to go up significantly again next year.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong, because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled-up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Rangers wild last night. Big game for New York. Needed to get 2 points. They went to overtime seeking that second, and that's exactly what they got.
Trocheck takes it around the net. Marco Rossi, Brock Faber, and Matt Boulding on for Minnesota. Down low, they score! Vincent Trocheck! Game winner in overtime!
And that was the great Sam Rosen.
Wayne Trocheck.
On MSG. What?
Where did that come
Wayne
from?
Wayne Trocheck? What does that even mean?
Not sure. Someone must have asked me to name a player. That's what I came up with. Dwayne Trocheck.
Wow.
That's not quite as good as Ikshnave.
And one day. That's right. It was basically the Wild had 4 goals. I think 3 of them were point blank because of giveaways. Now, just stupid plays by the highest paid players on the team, or the most important players on the team, just giving the puck away in their defensive zone.
Here was Peter Laviolette on the team's effort.
Yeah, he'd like to clean up a couple things, yeah. But overall, I came out on the attack, and I thought we defended okay. Just some decisions, puck decisions at times, but
that weren't good. But they did get the 2 points.
God and then almighty.
Gabe Perreault has been talked about this morning, obviously, yes. As he made his
Gabe Perreault.
His debut. Well, in fairness, and I think the guys would say this as well, as soon as I went in there, I said he needs to enunciate Gabe better. Yeah. I didn't realize you were going to do it with him on the air.
Yeah.
And that was why. Just trying to make you better.
You started this?
I didn't say, no. He went in there having no idea that I told them the same thing. He went in after me. And then he came out.
You couldn't say something to me. You had to say something to them.
I didn't have to, because as soon as I went out, well, when did you want me to say it? You were in the break.
Like, when the mic
and I was going to come back in.
You know, you've been saying Gabe Perreault.
I was going to come back
in. I'm like, okay, just tell me.
I was going to, but then I heard G say he was going to tell you, as he did.
Yeah.
That's all.
So you were saying he made his debut?
Yes, here's the kid.
Yeah, it was super surreal. Obviously thankful for everyone that's helped me get to this point, and obviously having some friends and family in the building was also unreal.
Unlike you, if I said that, all I would hear is all morning, gay, 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 gay. I'm not going to do that to you.
You got to stop.
I was going to tell you, enunciate his name properly.
You are so super Gabe. Sensitive. It's unbelievable.
I'm like, who's sensitive?
You are.
I'm just trying to... I don't want to do that to you. Like, I know how
you
would
do it to me.
I would probably Gabe Perreault had it, and you'd be like, is his name Gabe or Gay? You'd probably ask me all morning. I wasn't going to do that to you. I was trying to help you.
No, you weren't.
So that you enunciate. Yes. Did I not go in there and say to you guys, you need to tell him to enunciate the name better?
All right. And you were not laughing. You were serious.
I was very serious.
But
I was trying
not
to.
Why are you telling them as opposed to telling
me? Because you were in a commercial break.
That's the best time to come in.
No, you were reading the live reads.
Well, it's okay.
And then I heard G come out and say the same thing that he was going to tell you. So there was no reason to come back in.
Well, thanks, guys.
I was looking out for you.
Yeah, I know you were. Yeah,
keep saying Gabe Perreault if you want. His name is Gabe. I'm trying to help you.
I have said Gabe. I tried this. I try to get the Ranger talk in where I can because, these guys all check out on me. So it's not easy. It's like I'm battling. All the time when it comes to that.
I am aware of this.
So sometimes I may go a little bit quick. And these are names that we don't usually
say.
Take
your time. Call him Gabriel.
Gabe Perreault.
Fine.
There you go.
Beautiful.
All right.
Capitals lost to the Hurricanes 5-1. Career goal number 892 for Alex Ovechkin.
Thank you, Jerry. It's Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Build Ford Tough Studio.
Gay, 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 gay.
When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.